Welcome to 10 Good Minutes, a podcast from Mustang Church of the Nazarene. Our hope is that we can help you feel more connected to the life of our church by hearing about things that have been happening, by having some conversations with our key leaders, and by looking ahead at some things we have coming up. I'm Pastor BJ, and I'm joined today by good old Pastor Nate. So, Pastor Nate, what's up today?
Not much, BJ. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, it's been a little bit since we've had our podcast, as is a running joke with that, but we have something that's very important happening in the world. I believe our last one dropped right around the Super Bowl.
Right.
And today, as we're recording this, is actually the first day of March Madness. So how do you feel about March Madness?
You know, I am a March Madness fan. It's the only time that I pay attention to college basketball. I don't pay attention all year long. And then I try to pontificate by filling out a bracket whether or not I should be, you know, the winner of the bracketology. But I always end up falling out like the first round. I get hammered because I pick poorly. And it's always like the 12-5 seed that just busts my bracket.
Yeah. So I know that it's interesting, you know, I've got a pretty long history in basketball, but this year, as a father of a one-year-old, I basically know nothing. The only teams that I ever watched were Michigan, and I know that we just let Juwan Howard go, which, sad day, but it was time.
Yeah.
So, you know, good luck to him and his future endeavors, but really, the great hope in our family, we do a family bracket every year, is Rogue. So our dog has a process by which he picks basketball winners.
Okay, so what's that process?
So Rogue always has to pick the dog mascot, no matter what. And then if it's a dog versus a dog, she has to pick the top dog.
The top seed, okay.
Because, you know, the underdog you would think you want to root for, but, you know, the top dog is who you think is going to win.
Right.
And then anytime there's a cat, no matter what, the cat has to lose. Because
we
just don't play that way.
We agree. Cats lose.
And then any other matchup, it's whatever is the most dog-like mascot in it. So if it's like a bear versus a bird, the bear wins because it's the most, you know, fuzzy and cuddly and wonderful creature instead of a squawking, you know, kind of dangerous, might poke your eye out sort of thing.
Gotcha. So Rogue's got pretty good odds this year.
Rogue's got good odds. She's got the Huskies. She's got the Gonzaga Bulldogs. She's got four dogs in the Final Four. It's going to be great.
First time ever.
So.
Four dogs in the Final Four. Way to go, Rogue.
Yeah.
So what does Rogue win if Rogue wins the family pool?
It really depends on my mother-in-law. She's the one who sets the prize every year. So we have never brought one home to Oklahoma. My father-in-law has won every year. He edged out Rogue by 1 point 1 year.
Wow.
But that year, it would have been $100 for Rogue.
So, $100 for Rogue.
Yeah, that's...
That is a lot of chewy treats from the internet.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of dollar store madness going on.
There you go. So. Very good. Well, today we have a special guest with us, Pastor Brian Wiesinger, our new district superintendent for Southwest Oklahoma District. Say what up, Brian.
Well, what's up, fellas? It was very difficult for me to just be silent as you all talked about March Madness, but
why don't you chime in there, brother?
I'm glad to. I actually enjoy Oklahoma basketball, but we're not in. So we also, as mentioned before this podcast started, we pouted and said no to other tournaments as well. And then this goes way back, and you guys are going to react, and it makes no sense, but I also like Duke. But I felt the groan. You either love them or hate them. Christian Laettner hits that shot. Get over it. I think it was beautiful. So my whole thing is I know as much as I like the new coach, John Shire, and the whole thing, we're not that good. And so it's, I even say we. It's not a we, but I just like him. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Michigan fan. And by the way, Free Harbaugh is on your shirt.
It is.
And we go way back, which I'm sure we'll talk about, BJ. But your dad would be so proud.
Yes, he would. He would have had like three of these shirts in different colors. He might have had seven.
He probably would have wore khaki.
Yeah,
he definitely just for fun. Yeah.
So. There you go. So, Brian, you know BJ from back in the day because his mom was on your church staff. And so tell us, do you have any fun stories or insights to Pastor BJ? Because I have a few that I could share, but we don't want to make BJ's mom cry. So
my pastors are in recovery.
Yeah, well, I love me some Brenda. So I am not going to get into a lot of detail. I just remember Mike O'Hare, his youth pastor, coming to me often, I might say, with just things just some actions and some attitude that wasn't tremendously becoming of BJ, but now look at him. He's just he's leading worship and doing creative things and in a church staff, and it just goes to show you that God can still do miracles.
Yeah. You can use anybody. If the rocks can cry out, somebody with rocks in their head is
well. I didn't say that. I didn't say that because your mom might listen, and I still love her.
She would amen that.
So. Yeah. Okay.
So Brian, part of your role is to pastor pastors now as district superintendent, and tell us just a little bit about your story. This is an introduction to our faith community of who you are and what your role is as district superintendent. So just give us a little insight background and help us to know a little bit more about Brian Wiesinger.
Well, speaking of basketball madness, it was a basketball that got me to show up at a Nazarene church in Phoenix, Arizona. And then what didn't hurt after I showed up at that gym was the preacher's daughter. I mean, God uses everything. And she was cute, still is cute. It's still a good thing. And since I married her, I can tell these stories. But so not growing up in church, showing up for basketball and meeting Kim and her family was kind of the beginning of how God began to work in my life. And I hadn't gone to that particular church or that basketball ministry thing for very long before I found myself on a Sunday night at church. You guys remember Sunday night church?
Yes.
But I found myself kneeling at the altar, once again, not remembering, Pastor Nate, what was preached. I hate that because I spent a lot of time in pastoral ministry, and, you know, God always wins, so we don't always remember the details. But the whole point being is that I gave my heart to Christ. I thought that I wanted to work when I was in high school. I wanted to be an ESPN guy. I wanted to be on SportsCenter. That was my dream. And God called me a couple of years after that altar experience and called me to ministry. So I get to broadcast a little Jesus. And so I spent some time in youth ministry. I think about 14, 15 years in youth ministry, and then transitioned to being a lead pastor in both Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Colorado.
And God's country.
God's country. Yeah. And now God truly has a sense of humor, calling me into this district superintendent role. So much like BJ as a teenager, God still has a sense of humor in using me in this role, because I'm in over my head, but I'm leaning in on what God has for us. So it's my honor. I'm humble. So I've got it all figured out, but no, I don't. But it's been great. Actually, meeting you two guys and feeling a sense of camaraderie and a little bit of, I don't know, a home sort of feel, both being in Oklahoma and being around Mustang Naz. It's been a sweet deal. God knew what he was doing when he called me into this. Being able to have an office in a hallway full of staff and next to Pastor Nate, because I need some people and not isolation, and this job could be isolating at times. Okay. And from what I'm told, and anyway, I'm loving it. I'm loving it in this place and being here with you guys.
Cool. So being a pastor, now being a district superintendent yourself, what are some of the things that you love about district superintendency? And what are some of the things that you're like, I'm going to do that differently?
What were the things that they baited and switched you?
No. The things that I have loved about ministry all the way through, from youth to senior pastor to this, is the people side, is the doing life together, the sensing, the we're in this together. I love the idea of building teams and putting everybody in their right role in a place where they can flourish, where God can do big things. So the part that I love about it is walking with pastors and staff members, all different district advisory board, just walking with people is still my favorite part. So still being engaged in that way. Some of what is a bit intimidating on the TMI side, because I am known to have to be way too transparent and real, is just recently I received my first ever spiral bound Nazarene manual, and yeah, I mean, if you could see Nate's face right now, he is impressed. I never had one of those before because I cared about the manual and I was loyal to the manual, but I didn't have to know the ins and outs and the details of all the different sections. And in the TMI category, last Thursday, as we were going through some preparing for assembly licensing deals, I spent more time looking in the manual last Thursday than I did in 30 years of ministry.
That's about right.
So, yeah. So I'm just telling you, that's not a part that I mean, I'm just, let's just say I need to get a little bit more familiar.
You do know they have a digital version where you can search by words so you don't have to, like, flip through the pages.
Right? Yeah, I actually do know. Probably should have done that, but I felt more holy going through the spiral bound manual.
That's true. There's no better.
Can I joke about that? Is that?
I think that's perfectly fine.
I think it's too late.
Yeah. Scott Daniels tells that story of Caleb standing up in church and holding up the manual saying, "This is the manual, God with us."
So anyway, that's a new part, and I will get more familiar, but it's that part's a little challenging. I have been in a lot more, it feels like even more meetings, and more meetings with food. So I'm getting more and more familiar. Seemed like pastor role was a lot of coffees. This role is a lot of barbecue.
God intended.
All right, so
I do love both.
So barbecue, hard hitting question. Barbecue for him. What is your favorite cut of meat when it comes to barbecue?
Well, that's a good question. I will say that burnt ends are some of my favorites. I would say that's my go-to on the menu. Not at all these DS meetings are we going burnt ends. It's I think pulled pork is in the lead, but okay. I'm a burnt ends guy if it's up to me.
So where would you get your best burnt ends? Where's the place that you're going to, because it's your last meal?
This is such an Oklahoma and such a Mustang answer, but I will tell you that in this town, I have always enjoyed Swadley's. I just really have. And so the Swadley's right here on Highway 152 is the place that I enjoy close. I have been to some really good barbecue in Kansas City, and obviously that's a whole nother discussion.
I'm literally driving there this afternoon.
You're driving there this afternoon, BJ. So I'm trying to remember. There's a Q something.
Q39.
Q39. Yeah. Q39 was some good barbecue, and then was it a Joe's or a Jack's?
Oklahoma Joe's.
Yeah.
Also a Jack's. That's Nashville, though.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm getting them all confused, but you know, it's all good all
the
time.
Flavors of heaven. Right?
Yeah. In Colorado, it was a place called GQ. So
GQ barbecue.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
So I like it. It is. It was a little bit. Everything's fancy in Colorado.
Well, part of your role is as you oversee the Southwest Oklahoma District. There's a lot going on there. How can our church family and those who are listening to this podcast be in prayer for you and for Kim? Seriously, now we're not messing around. How can we be praying for you, and what is the greatest need that you have from us as a local church and from our district to be supportive of you and Kim?
I think the biggest prayer request that I would ask you guys to consider would be the idea that there are a lot of churches in our district that are in a variety of needs, whether it be financial or people or a town that is lost a lot of momentum. Maybe a town is that the whole town might be dying due to a variety of reasons. But so to be able to bring those pastors or bring pastors in to a lot of difficult situations would be something that I'm finding just extremely challenging to be able to bring pastors together in unity, to bring pastors into difficult small church situations where God just needs and wants, we desire for him to intervene. But I think it would be in a more general way. I would also love for there to be prayer about bringing everybody together. So whether it's a small church situation, medium, larger, I would ask that you guys would just help me to help every single church to know that they're in that place for a reason, that they're in that place where God can bless and do new things. And I would just ask that you would help me have the wisdom necessary, especially in those really difficult, no people, no money situations, to be led by the Holy Spirit to know what the right decisions are and where things should be moving forward.
Very good.
So I know that was a big...
Good. We will join you in that prayer. Brian, we're so thankful to have you here on Southwest Oklahoma District. It's been fun having you just down the hall in the office, and we're glad that we get to partner with Southwest Oklahoma District, and we're looking forward to great days. Thanks for being here with us, and we look forward to many more great things. You've got a district assembly coming up in a few days.
Yeah.
So you're at like DEFCON 1, so we're praying for that too.
Thank you.
But
anything about assembly this year that you wanted to touch on before we, you know, release you from
the hot seat? Well, I would just love for people listening to this to be praying for it, but also showing up on April 20th at Trinity and being supportive and, you know, seeing a bunch of people there and rallying together. This is our team, and it's important to me, and I appreciate Mustang's love and support in the whole thing.
Very good. Well, we say this often around here. We believe that this has been a good day and a good podcast, but we hope that at least 10 of these minutes have been as good for you as they've been for us, Brian. So thanks for that. And we want you to make sure that if you want more information about Mustang NAS, that you go to mustangnas.org, and you can check us out there on the web, and also connect with us in deeper ways and next steps and seeing what's happening in the life of the church.
So, and we do hope that you'll join us this Sunday. We have Sunday school offerings at 9:30. Then we also will have a worship service at 10:30. This week's actually Palm Sunday, so that means that our kids are going to be joining us for the first part of the service. There's going to be parading through the aisles, waving palm branches, moshing, all those sorts of things. So it should be a good time. Our youth band's going to be leading, and I'm excited to do that with them. And also after that, we have Holy Week coming up next week. So Nate, while we're here, is there anything that you'd like for our people to know about how they can invite people and how to participate in all the celebrations we have this year?
Sure. So we have several things happening through our strategic partnerships and our on-campus events. Good Friday is our annual service that we host, and will be hosted at 7 p.m. on Friday the 29th. So we'll want to make sure that you're here for that. We'll celebrate communion together and examine the life of Jesus and his death and crucifixion. And we'll leave quietly in that moment and head to Holy Saturday and have a moment of breath of just collecting our thoughts and spending some time waiting for Easter Sunday. Sunrise service at 6:30 a.m. at Arwall, our strategic partner, which is CrossFit Arwall on the west side of town. We will have a partnered sunrise service with them, 6:30 breakfast, 7 a.m. Worship, and then we'll have our journey to Easter with our kids moving through a set of stations, leading them through the story of Easter, and our worship service at 10:30, and then a new service this year at 2 o'clock on Easter Sunday. We'll be partnering with our Arbor House Church Ministry at the Arbor House Assisted Living Facility, and we'll be hosting an Easter service for them as well. So we have all kinds of things happening. You can go to mustangnas.org/Easter. And you can check us out and see all that's happening. Also on our socials, you can go to Instagram and Facebook and grab one of those graphics. 80% of people say that they would attend church if a friend asked them. And so this is probably one of the highest times of response that you would get. So I encourage you to reach out to somebody and invite them to church. And if you happen to be far away from us location-wise, you can always check us out at mustangnas.org/live, I think /live. Yep. So you can check us out online and be a part of our online community.
Hey, and do me a favor also for Pastor Nate, as an old pastor, you know, as of January 14th, back when I was truly in the ministry. I want to tell you that the week after Easter, man, it's going to be great celebrating here. The tomb is empty, and it's going to be fantastic. But the week after Easter, Mustang people, please show up, because it's a very difficult pastor week. There are so many people on that Sunday, and then next week,
yeah. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate the shout out. So,
if you wanted to, you could bring us a case of Red Bull for the staff fridge. I'm sure that many of us were participating in that week. So. But anyway, that's really all we have time for today. Brian, Nate, thanks for being with us. And for those of you that joined us in the metaverse, stay classy.